Hi, this is Cherry Lee Mewis, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
There's a track I first heard when I was travelling on the tube in London, and I was banging my feet so hard the person in the seat next to me turned and looked rather glaringly at me. An old man with headphones on too loud. That's the title track of the album, which came out a couple of years ago. It's just been reissued. Billy Price and Fred Chapelier, and a track which I first heard on Bandana Blues, but it opens up The Raven and the Blues this week on Talk Radio Europe, on Kansas City Online Radio, and of course as the intimate one-to-one through the earbuds on your podcast. Welcome to the programme. My name's Dave Raven. That's all we need to say, isn't it, really? Lots of new stuff. And we opened up there with the little Cherry Lee Mewis mix. She's going to be my live guest next week. Looking forward to that. Here in the UK, we've had the most horrendous, awful weather. Last weekend, I was at a 60th birthday party, and I spent the Saturday putting up this enormous gazebo, and on Sunday, watching it blow down. And the hog roast didn't cook properly. All those kind of things. The joys of living in the UK. Anyway, let's move on with new releases, and something which came out about 2 months ago now, roughly, I guess. It's called Strictly Whatever. It's Harry Manx and Kevin Bright together, and here they are with Looking for a Plan.
Smoke or a bird on a wing. This restless soul of mine is like a stone from a sling. Hands held out to the sky, laid out in the first round. Pilgrim in a land of flowers, a single sound. Well, it might just be one of these days, a moment for every man. Down with the wrecks of the past, pundits looking for a plan. Looking for a plan. Just be one who pursues a shadow, one who hunts in a dream, the deepest heart their arrow. What troubles are so many, life's pleasures so few. Well, no stranger to doubt and just a little bit like you. Well, might just be one of those days, a moment for every man. Down with the wrecks of the past, pundits looking for a plan. Looking for a plan. Looking for a plan.
Manx, Kevin Bright together, Strictly Whatever, the album. I did enjoy Harry's moving in towards the Indian influence with his Mohan Veena, what was it called, Mystic Sippy. But it's also nice to have him back on more of a blues kick as well. Kevin Bright obviously adding some great guitar work in there as well, and that's called Looking for a Plan. Hope your week's gone well and you're feeling fine. I know from the friends on Facebook that some people have had the less than perfect week. One guy's lost his job, I know. And I know that, therefore, for all of us, life can be messy at times and good at others. And I often don't actually mention things that are happening in the world, purely because it just seems to sort of, if you like, draw the programme down a bit. And also, sometimes, if you're listening to this, I know in retrospect, say you've suddenly found this programme years and years afterwards, the comments I make about things that are happening in the world are less than relevant. So we tend to stick to the music, but nevertheless, I hope life is good for you. Here is Rory Block. Now, recently she's been bringing out an album every year, and everyone's been a tribute to one particular inspiration in her life. And her latest one is a tribute to Mississippi Fred McDowell. The album is called Shake 'Em Down, and here she is with Fred's original Kokomo Blues.
Kokomo me right, Kokomo your mama, I'll be back tomorrow night. Whoa, baby, don't you wanna go? Well, to that little nice city, sweet Kokomo, sweet Kokomo. Wow, Kokomo me, baby, Kokomo me twice. Kokomo your mama, like you did the other night. Oh, baby, ooh, don't you wanna go? Do you wanna go with me down to that little nice city? Sweet Kokomo, oh, sweet Kokomo. Come on, make it sound. Get somebody killed. Well, well, don't you wanna go to that ever-loving city?
Tribute to Mississippi Fred McDowell, although Scrapper Blackwell, I think, originally wrote it. There you heard Kokomo Blues from Rory Block on her brand new release, which is Shake 'Em Down, a tribute to Mississippi Fred McDowell. Let's stay with the ladies, but this time have a track which was originally done by Stevie Wonder, which is unusual for the Raven and the Blues, I know. The album is new, it's called I Can't Control Myself, Gina Cecilia, and her version, a very bluesy version of A Place in the Sun.
Like a long, lonely stream, I keep running towards a dream, moving on, moving on. Like a branch on a tree, I keep reaching to be free, moving on.
Got a run, and there's a place
Gina Cecilia. Her new album is called I Can't Control Myself. I know the feeling. And that's her take on Stevie Wonder's A Place in the Sun. Now, you may say, that's not particularly bluesy, Raven. And you could, I suppose, be right. So we'll change that, shall we, with this one from the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band and Bubble Guts.
Wherever I may be, the universe provides for me, buys all the cosmos, sets me free. Music came. Dirty shape makes no difference, just the same. Music came.
Jazziest track you hear on the show this week. The whole album isn't jazz. The album is a usual mix. Dr. John, the Lower 9/11, the album Tribal came out last year. A mixture, of course, of blues, Louisiana funk, and they're very, very jazzy based. And Music Came. Hope you enjoyed that. You may have noticed, if you're on Facebook, that I've been a bit less active on Facebook recently. And one of the reasons for that is because Facebook has been inundated now with scammers and all sorts of things going wrong. And the trouble is that Facebook itself is not helping matters particularly. And so it's becoming a kind of a dangerous place to be. I mean, I know the internet. I don't want to talk too techie. This is not a techie program. But I suppose by definition, if you're listening on Kansas City Online Radio, or of course as the podcast, you're going to be kind of techie in the first place. If you're listening on FM in Spain, you may not be. But of course, if you use the internet at all, you should be aware of these things. I mean, silly things like if you have Skype, and many of us do these days, if somebody gets hold of your Skype name, they had to request permission to get through to you. But now scammers have found a way of doing that. And so you may suddenly find you've got a Skype message, and it comes from a company called Something Protection. The one that I got came from C&P Protection Limited. And it was a robot voice saying, you have a virus on your computer, please click on this link. Now, of course, if you are unfamiliar with these things and you think, that's a bit dangerous, how do they know that? Of course, you click on the link, you get to a website, tells you've got a virus, asks you to give your credit card details to download their antivirus. It's all a scam, of course, but all of that's coming via the Facebook weaknesses in a way, and so I've been a bit less active of late than I should be, but I'll try and keep the Raven and the Blues page updated. If you aren't a member of the Raven and the Blues page, it's pretty simple to find. You'll find the links on the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj, and of course the website is, as always, dave@raven.dj. Let's go to an album which picked up an award at the Blues Awards so rightly earlier on this year, or in March of this year. It comes from the Nighthawks. It's their album which came out last year called The Last Train to Bluesville. Here they are with the old blues standard, She's 19 Years Old.
to say to you, and I don't care how you feel, you just don't realize that you got yourself a good deal. Well, she's 19 years old, she's got weight just like a little baby child. Nothing I can do to please her, to make this young woman satisfied. I've got something to say to you, and I don't care if you get mad. She's just about the prettiest little girl that I've ever had. She's 29 years old. She's got weight just like a little baby child. Man, ain't nothing I can do to please her, to make this young woman satisfied. Oh, what kind of woman's that you got? Tell you where she's been. Now she'll start a little conversation that don't have no end. Boy, the woman's only 49 years old, and she's still got ways just like a little baby child. Man, ain't nothing I can do to please her. But oh yeah, to make this young woman satisfied.
Muddy Waters original, and She's 19 Years Old, done by there by the Nighthawks. They've been around 30 years, lots of incarnations. At the present Nighthawks, Mark Venna on vocals and harmonica, you heard there. Johnny Castle on bass, Paul Bell on guitar, and Mark Stutzo on drums. That is fabulous. That's real blues as we know it. Of course, blues. I woke up this morning. That's a good cue for a song. Let's come to the UK and King Rollo from the album My Angel Blues. Here is My Angel Blues. And I woke up this morning.
Woke up this morning feeling kind of blue. Found my baby gone, left this town last night. Now I don't know what to do. Woke up this morning Now I was feeling mighty blue. Guess I better get back on the road and find me somebody new. But my baby used to hold me in her arms, kiss me through the night, make my troubles go away till the morning sun was bright. Such a tender, loving woman was such a rare thing for me to find. Now I gotta get up, gotta get back on the road, find another angel who'll treat me kind. Take that lonesome track with a guitar on my shoulder and a rucksack on my back. But if you have them a little angel and you hear this song playing on the radio, please, please make your way straight back home. And I'll be forever your one true cool daddy-o. Oh, yeah.
From the deep south, South Sea in fact, King Rollo. The album is called My Angel Blues. That's the title track, My Angel Blues. The Raven and the Blues. New album which came out about 3 weeks ago, scheduled for release at the end of May. It's from Warren Haynes. It's called Man in Motion. I think so many of the blues podcasts and radio shows around the world have all grabbed hold of this and said, this is so, so good. And it really is. Here he is with Sick of My Shadow.
Shed my skin, sick of my shadow, shed
Fan of Government Mule? It's nothing like Government Mule, is it? It's Warren Haynes, though. Man in Motion is the album, and there you heard Sick of My Shadow. Fabulous stuff. And if you enjoyed that, you will definitely enjoy the whole LP. And I'll say it every week, I know, but obviously we have new listeners all the time. If you want links to the artists, it's pretty simple. You go to the website, raven.dj. If you want to put some W's in, you can. Raven.dj, look for the Raven and the Blues page, and then you will see this week's playlist and links. And if you click on the name of the album, it will take you straight to the artist page or the record company or where to get the tracks from, all that kind of stuff. Okay, let's stay with the new releases and the new one which came out about 2 weeks ago from Jimmy Vaughan together with Luan Barton. It's his follow-up to Blues Ballads and Favourites. It's called Plays More Blues Ballads and Favourites. And here they are, Jimmy and Luan. And Breaking Up is Hard to Do.
Ringing up is hard to do. Told you once before, this buzzing and fighting, there'll be no more. I will make this promise to you, just to prove my love is true.
Lovely, lovely, jangly guitar. Yes. Jimmy Vaughan and Luann Barton plays more blues ballads and favourites. I've got the pre-release copy, so it's got no sleeve notes on it, and so it gives me no indication of who originally wrote that. It's obviously not the Everly's one, but it's obviously going back some time, and I can't remember exactly who it was and when. Anyway, if you like that, as I say, you'll love the album. It's out now. Jimmy Vaughan, and following on a great run, really, when he was doing stuff with Omar, and they were doing stuff for the Jimmy Reed things from about a couple of years ago. It's The Raven and the Blues. Let's stay with newish releases. This one came out towards the end of last year. It's called Cooking in Mobile. Nothing to do with recipes and food. It's all to do with the band Cooking on Stage and the town of Mobile and the Robert Cray Band and Right Next Door.
I can hear the couple fighting right next door. Their angry words sound clear through distant walls. Around midnight I heard them shout, unfaithful one. And I knew right then the axe was gonna fall. It's because of me, it's because of me. I heard them shout, who is he? She mumbled low. He said, baby, don't you lie to me no more. I'm listening through these thin walls in silent shame. As she called out my name, I was right next door. It's because of me, it's because of me. It's because of me, it's because of me. Was right next door. I'm such a strong persuader. She was just another notch on my guitar. She's gonna lose a man that really loves her. Yeah, and the
that silence, I could hear the breaking heart. Say goodbye. Yeah, I can hear him slam the door and walk away. Right next door, I hear that woman start to cry. And I should go to her. Oh, but what would I say? It's because of me. Because of me.
That was on his very first album, Strong Persuader. Right Next Door. Performed in Mobile. From the album Cooking in Mobile. Robert Cray Band. Great stuff. Right Next Door. Let's leave. Shall we leave them there, shall we? Let's slide quietly away and let's go to Corey Harris and Jack of Diamonds.
The queen, and it made the dealer sing. Jack of Diamond was a hawk I played. Well, I played the jack against the ace. It was the starvation in my face. Jack of Diamond was a hawk I played. Well, I play the deck against the tray, and that deal doesn't make me see. Jack of diamond was God play. Papa, baby. Well, I play the jack against the four till the jack ran in the door. Jack of diamonds was a high card. Well, I play the jack against the five, and that move doesn't make me die. Jack of diamonds was a high card play.
The album is called Fish Ain't Bitin'. It's on Alligator Records. Corey Harris there, and Jack of Diamonds. I think that's one of the old sort of unknown numbers, isn't it? Sort of written by, we know, traditional, we don't know who, basically. That's almost it for the show this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Email address is, of course, as always, dave@raven.dj. The figures, the download figures for last month were the best ever. This month looks to be pretty good, too. Tell your friends. Join me on Facebook if you like. I'm there. Not every day, though. It's Dave Raven, in all one word. Twitter is also Dave Raven too, and of course you'll find the links to everything, the Facebook page, donations to the program, the iPhone app, the Android app, they're all on the Raven and the Blues page, which I tell you every week, raven.dj/R&B. Let's close with Dr. Wu and his friends from the album The Texas Blues Project Volume 2, a tribute as many bands have done over the years to Bo Diddley. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in a week's time. Thank you so much for listening. Bye bye.
I'm a road runner, honey. Young boy found an age of five, something in his pocket kept lots of fools alive. Now he's a man, May 21, he spell M. Told him he'd go far.
say dead never ever part. Gave the baby a Sunday coat. He made it from a nanny gold. Hey, broke the dealer. Rattlesnake.